Traditional wisdom has it that tigers never roam the African jungle. Indeed, there are no tigers in the continent today, except a few that were brought to South Africa from China. But someone there always had a different opinion. In some parts of the African continent, someone who dies is covered with a tiger pelt as a sign of the highest honors of celebration.
Based on strong foundations of respect.
Nelson Mandela believed that tigers existed in Africa because people in Africa always had a name for that feline. In 2013, at his funeral, Mandela was covered with a white tiger pelt. That pelt is part of the official exhibition of Mandela that is now at the Durham Museum in Omaha.
This is actually a fairly new traveling exhibit, so this is only the fifth location to host this exhibit. It premiered in London, and then it moved to Berlin.
We have traveled a long journey. We have fought for peace.
Director of Education Services for Durham Museum, Abby Young, says that fortunately for the museum, they have a good relationship with the company in charge of this exhibition, and therefore Omaha is only the third stop of this exhibition in the United States. This major new global touring exhibition takes visitors on a personal journey through the life of the world's most iconic freedom fighter and political leader.
I thought that it was a really powerful exhibit. It also has a lot of actual objects in it. It has over 150 artifacts, a lot of them personal items of Mr. Mandela's. So it seemed like a really powerful experience that we could bring to the city of Omaha that would be really unique for our community.
Mandela was buried in the village where he grew up in Kuno, South Africa. He was incarcerated for 27 years for challenging the government that ruled South Africa's destiny for decades. He emerged from prison in 1990 and became South Africa's first black president in 1994. Mandela refused to treat givens as unchangeable. Mostly he was determined to keep going until his people's life were improved. Young says that the creators of this exhibition aimed to create inspiration among the audience, showing the objects that belonged to Mandela from his childhood until his death.
There's a lot of incredible photographs of Mandela throughout his life. All the way going back to that first section of his education, there's a great photo where you can try to find him in a class picture. And then throughout, you know, his trial and his time in prison. But then there's also several media elements. There's a couple of videos throughout. The video at the introduction really tries to set the scene for what the creators of this exhibit want you to get out of it, which is a lesson about how Mandela lived his life and the legacy he left.
Being in front of some of Mandela's personal belongings could be a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
The authenticity of the objects here and the power of the stories behind the objects featured and the way the exhibit was put together. Yes, it's an inspiring story, and I think everybody that visits takes away a little something different. You might not get a lot of other chances to see it. And the fact that we were able to bring it here to Omaha in the middle of the country as only the fifth location is really cool.
The exhibition is ready to welcome visitors, and it will stay only until July 3rd. To find out how Mandela wanted to make this world a better place, visit www.durhammuseum.org or visit the museum. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.